Hi.
Hi, Elliot. So sorry about that. I was able to hear you. You couldn't hear me. I'm
Oh,
not sure what happened there. So I
well, thank
decided
you.
to just give you a call right back.
I know you called me just now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Okay, good. I'm glad. So yeah, so
So
with
I was saying that if text means if you text every time a bill is coming up and every time you take it,
no.
then I prefer email for that. But if it's just arranging for appointments and so on, then text is
Yeah, it's
good.
typically just for text messages. It's not for any bills or anything like that. I know that
Okay.
some cable companies do that, but typically when you are notified that your billing statement is available, that's usually
Yes.
via email.
Okay. Good. That's good. Yeah, because it's coming out automatically, so you don't even need to worry
Yes,
about
exactly. So you won't have to worry about that. Now, we
Okay.
may also call you if there is an issue with the autopay where we're not receiving or the funds are returning. If it's like a
Yes.
return payment, then of course we may call you at that point
That's
to
okay.
notify you.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. We prefer a human interaction rather than,
Right. We too. We too. We
Absolutely.
feel the same thing. Yeah.
And then do you
Okay.
also agree to receive the phone calls, which maybe some may be automated. That's usually like, hey, your appointment's coming up. But otherwise, it's usually from Archtop and its agents.
We don't need a phone call for the appointment stuff.
Okay.
Text, we'll see that text.
Okay.
That'll be fine, and we'll confirm it and so
Okay, no
on.
worries.
Now, could we possibly get any email notification sent to two emails, like a copy, and give
Possibly,
you
I could possibly add that in.
that would be good. So the other email besides the one I gave you would be Lulu, Lulu, then K as in kangaroo, L as in love, A as in apple, Y as in yes,
Okay.
luluclay@aol.com.
Perfect.
And if
Yeah,
you
I
can
can.
just copy what you can
Absolutely. I can definitely put that into the account and select account updates for that.
Okay. Thank you. That's terrific.
Of course. Now, as part of our order process, we do tend to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score. We don't see anything about your credit. It just lets us know that you are who you say you are, and then it also lets us know whether you are at risk of being delinquent on your bill.
Right.
So we
Now,
don't see anything. It is completely confidential. If you want to bypass it, you can.
if I want to bypass it, I
You
don't.
can, but it would automatically require a $50 deposit.
Oh, okay. No, why don't you see if we pass? I don't see
Okay,
why we wouldn't pass,
absolutely.
but I don't mind that.
Okay,
And
and just bear
that's
with
it.
me.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. And I'm going ahead and getting into that section right now. And it is completely confidential as well. It's just myself, and I immediately submit it.
Okay.
So just one more moment. All right, and I am ready for your social whenever you are. Again, it is completely confidential. I only need it once, and I immediately submit.
Did you see my Social Security need? Did you say that?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
For the credit
One,
check.
sure. 132-32-2419.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Perfect. No deposit required.
Now, if I want to change the billing to, I have an S corporation under my name. If I want to change it to that, does it, that make any difference for anything?
No. So if you wanted to change the billing address, then we can definitely do
No,
that. Let
not the address. It's just the name. It, instead of Elliot Landy, it would be Landy Vision Incorporated.
Okay. Now, for that, I mean, I'm
Yeah.
not 100% sure because I know that we're doing residential, but if we were switching to a business account, that might be different.
Okay, so we can keep it the way we've done so far. That's no reason to
Okay.
complicate it. Small thing. It was just I thought I might get a tax credit or something.
No worries.
Now, also, there are two buildings on the property, and we have the Ethernet cables connected to both. In other words, we get the spectrum comes in here, and then we have wires going over the roof that we put in. The spectrum didn't put that in. Will we need to change that in any way?
No, you wouldn't have to unless you wanted to.
And could would it be faster if we did change it in some way? I mean, do you have anything to offer in terms of that?
Those Wi-Fi extenders might be of help.
It's too far for a Wi-Fi
It's
extender.
too far
It's
for a
just,
Wi-Fi extender.
yeah,
Then
it's just
I.
across the driveway, but we need the fast internet over there also.
Okay, I can definitely talk to. Or at least I can put in some notes and you can definitely talk to the tech with regards to that.
Great.
Because they'll
Okay, good.
have the best knowledge on that section.
Okay, fine. Sure, as long as we can plug it. If nothing else works, I mean, it's working right now, okay. So it's fine. So as long as we can plug in the same Ethernet cable, we're fine. But if there's a
Yes.
faster way to do it or something, then we would consider that upgrade or whatever it is.
Like maybe having a secondary access point.
I don't know. They'll have to explain to me, and at that point, I'll see what we
Yeah.
need.
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll definitely have the best solution for you though, because they do this every day.
Okay. Thank goodness they do.
And then, right? I don't think we'd be in business
Right.
if they didn't.
Okay.
But
Well,
did you want to go ahead and sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing right now, or did you want to wait till later?
I want to wait till later.
Okay.
Until we actually get the service going. I mean, you're not going to charge us anyway until the man
No.
comes here. Okay, so
Exactly.
as soon as he sees that it can be done, then we'll do all that.
Okay,
And
perfect.
my wife's in charge of her anyway, so she'll deal with that. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Now, is there anything on our property, on your property, that we should be aware of when
Nope.
it comes to the
No doors.
insulation? Okay. Like there's
No
no
doors.
gas lines, no septic tanks that we have to worry about.
Well, there's a propane line. We have like outside propane tanks, and one of but there's one that goes across the drive, not across the driveway, but a little bit across the property. But to access the internet stuff, he won't have to go there. He won't have to go that far back at all.
Okay. Nope. The reason I ask is just because if they do go ahead and do the burial, we just want to make sure that we're avoiding those.
Yeah, if they do the burial, then we'll be there and talk to them about that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know where it has to come from. We have actually a couple of flags sticking out of the ground to tell people that there's a line under there.
Okay, perfect.
So any construction person will know about that, I guess. It seems to be what the gas people do.
Absolutely. All right.
And
And
then,
then
of course,
also,
there's also a septic tank in that same area.
so in the
So,
front.
off to the side, really.
Okay.
But we'll be there to tell them about it. But you're right; you should be aware of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we want to just be aware of anything that may, we don't want to break into anything, Because that would be a terrible
Yeah,
day
well, of course, right.
for
For all
everybody
of
involved.
us. Right. Okay.
And then also, I'm going to put in the note that you have a second building.
Yes.
So I'm just putting that in right now. So I'm putting out that you need the tech to help figure out best way to get both buildings connected. Done. Is there any questions or comments that you might have for our techs?
None at all.
Okay.
Except
And
you've
then
been really nice.
I know you
appreciate it.
stated a neighbor told you about Archtop, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, you are all set there, sir.
Your website is
archtopfiber.com.
Archtopfiber.com. Okay,
yes.
Great. Thank you so much. And you'll tell us, well, so we have the appointment for the 21st, and you'll tell.
So around the 21st, we will be contacting you to schedule the appointment. That way we know of a day that works for you. We talk with you directly to be like, okay, we have this availability. What works best for you? And we schedule around.
If something comes up, someone can call me the same day and say, can I come over now? Of course, I'm home all the time. And
absolutely.
Okay. So
absolutely.
You put me on the will call.
No worries. I definitely will. Of course,
thank
anytime.
You.
Did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope. It's all perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Bye-bye.